بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، so we begin the first class and our studies together of السيرة النبوية. السيرة النبوية. The prophetic biography. سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The biography and the life and the events that occurred in the life of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. But the methodology that we will follow is that we will learn step by step, inshallah ta'ala, and little by little. And this is the way that a Muslim, he learns his deen. And Allah has praised those people who learn the small knowledge and step by step before they learn the big knowledge, and they learn little by little. And he's mentioned, وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. That you must be رَبَّانِيِّين. The رَبَّانِيُّون, they're the people who teach, the people the knowledge, the small and fundamental knowledge before the big knowledge. And likewise, there are those who learn in the same manner. So the way to learn is to learn step by step, and little by little, and principle and fundamental affairs first and foremost, and then build upon that. And then build upon that. So this is the way that we have seen with regards to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His universal decree as well as His legislative decree. And the universal decree, how did Allah create the heavens and the earth? In what manner? All at one time?
Six days.
Allah created the heavens and the earth in how many days? In 6 days. What dalil? Who knows a proof for that? Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. What's your proof for that? We can't talk about the deen of Allah and what Allah has done and His decree without any evidences or proofs, huh?
Surah Sajda.
The whole surah is the proof. There's many ayat and many proof. Also in Surah Sajda, also in Surah Al-Hadid, and other chapters Allah has clarified that He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And that He has rose above the throne in a manner befitting His majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala kulli shayin qadir. He has the ability to do all things. He has the ability to do all things. Talking to other students during class time is very rude, and we discussed this yesterday. The knowledge, if it's not applied, then it's a proof against you. And it means to be an ar, a blame, an aib for a person. So we have to remember not to talk to others during class. And we have to remember whatever we have learned, that we have to apply it. So therefore, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created the heavens and the earth and that which is therein in how many days?
6 days.
But He's able to do that all at one time if He wanted, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's able. The scholars, they mentioned the benefit from that. The scholars, they mentioned the benefit from that is that Allah is teaching the servants that they should not hasten in their affairs. And Allah is teaching the servants that they should ponder and think deeply of their affairs before they perform them, and make the steps properly in order to achieve their goals. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, with regards to His legislative decree. How was the legislation legislated? Did Allah decree all of the rulings at one time? And the salat and the fasting and the zakat and the prohibition of alcohol all came at one time? And the prohibition, all the different prohibitions all came at one time, and all the commandments that came at one time? Or rather, did it come habit tadarruj? Huh? Or did it come step by step, little by little? Huh?
It came little by little.
Yeah. And like this, we have to see how we learn. And we benefit from this issue. And that we learn little by little. That which is most important and that which is a fundamental and that which will be a base for the knowledge that comes later. In this manner that we learn. In this manner we move. In this manner we deal with the affairs in our life. So we don't be hasty. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that hastiness is from shaitan. Al-ajala min ash-shaitan. Being hasty and the likes is from ash-shaitan. And it's a means for failure. So from this we learn. And in the methodology that we will follow is like this. Little by little and step by step. So the knowledge is heavy, as we mentioned yesterday, and we try to make it easy in this manner. By not putting too much on the plate of the student. But at the same time, learning that which is necessary and has the right to be learned first, and then building upon that. So therefore, barakallahu feekum, we begin dirasat al-sira al-nabawiyya bi muqaddimatayn muhimmatayn. We begin the studies of the prophetic biography, insha'Allahu ta'ala, seeking his aid and his support and his success with two very important introductions. With two very important introductions. The first introduction, it consists of the meaning of a seerah. The meaning linguistically of this word is seerah. And what is intended by a seerah nabawiyyah. The second point of this introduction, we will mention briefly, the importance of the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the concern that as-salaf as-salih they had for that, and the concern and the care and the diligence that our pious predecessors they had with regards to the biography and the life and the days and the events of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third point that we will discuss in the first muqaddimah, al-muqaddimatul ula, the sources that the proper and correct understanding of the prophetic biography is understood. Where will we find the correct, sound, and authentic information about the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Just open any book that says seerah, or any book that says the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of it we believe it and all of it is true, and everything that anyone ever has ever written about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is authentic and we should believe it, yeah. Rather, unfortunately, there has been many false statements ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and particularly with regards to his biography. People have lied on him intentionally, and some have fallen into error. So therefore it's very important for a Muslim to know where the biography comes from, where the proper sources for learning the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be learned, can be derived from and taken from. This is the first muqaddimah. Inshallah we'll discuss this today. The second muqaddimah, al-muqaddimah al-thaniyah, inshallah we'll discuss some of the important benefits that are hoped that we will be able to obtain and to reach and to gain in the study of the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, we begin al-muqaddimah al-ula, and this is with regards to the meaning of the word as-sirah. What are we studying, and what is the topic? As-sira an-nabawiyya. As-sira an-nabawiyya. Naam, ahsant. نعم أسيرة it comes from the verb سارة سارة يسير سير سيرا طلاب اللغة الحمد لله أنتم معي سارة عبد الرحمن صرف
سارة يسير سير
سيرا سيرا أحسن سارة يسير سير سيرا ومسيرا ومسيرة نعم تقول فلان سارة في الطريق إلى المسجد سارة أي ذهب ومشى فسارة بمعنى مشى وذهب والسير الذهاب والمشي نعم السير what does it mean? It means to go and to traverse and to walk and to move. So this word السير it means to go and to traverse. And the scholars they have mentioned about the issue of traversing to Allah السير إلى الله. The path to Allah is called السير traversing to Allah عز وجل. So the word السيرة أعانكم الله جميعا it comes from this verb سارة but the word سيرة itself it means a sunnah linguistically a sunnah السيرة هي السنة والطريقة التي يكون عليها الإنسان في منهجه وفي سيره السيرة it is the sunnah linguistically a sunnah is the way and the methodology and the way of an individual that he moves and how he acts and how he carries himself and that which he does and the likes like this and it's also known as الطريقة the path and the way of an individual with regards to his demeanor but even before that with regards to his manners and conduct and his creed and the way that he moves and he acts and then likewise السيرة is used in a more inclusive or general meaning, meaning the life and biography of an individual. What does biography mean?
Story.
Story. Biography. This is why we want to understand. Biography. The biography of so-and-so. Are biographies made up? No. They should not be made up. The biography of somebody is the true actual events that occurred in the life of an individual. A biography is the events and the things that occurred to a particular individual in his life. The biography of so-and-so, and the biography of so-and-so, and the biography of so-and-so. Meaning the mention of the events and the things that happened to that person in his life. So here we don't have any biography. The thing that we should be very aware of is that السيرة منها ما هو حسنة ومنها ما هو سيئة. نعم. That from the biographies there are those who have had good biographies, meaning they had a good life, and they lived upon piety and righteousness, and they had a good ending, and their biography is good. And there are others who have a bad سيرة. Their life is bad and foul. And whenever they're mentioned, and the events that occurred in their life, they're no good. And they're evil, and they're wicked. But here we're not talking about just any seera. Which seera are we talking about? Yes. A seera? Of the Prophet. A seera an-nabawiyyah. The prophetic biography. The biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma jam'u seera? سيارون 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 السيار نعم is the plural of سيرة سيار biographies سيارون سين يا را سيارون السيار جمع سيرة so then a biography is the stories and the events and the things that happened and occurred to a particular individual this is linguistically but what we're referring to now A seerah, when it's moved and when it's used like this in an absolute sense, where it's just used by itself. When somebody says, have you read the seerah? What do you think they're talking about? The seerah of some person from America? If somebody says, have you studied the seerah? whenever we use it, the term like this, what is referred to here? The seerah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the seerah of Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, they're righteous and pious. But whenever we use it like this, this term, just like this, in bit itlaq, a seerah, a seerah an-nabawiyyah. Whenever the term is used like this in this meaning without any restriction, it's just mentioned biography. Have you studied biography? Maybe if somebody say in English the biography, but whenever we say a seerah, we're talking about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although if we mention, for example, the seerah, seerah to Abi Bakr or seerah to Khulafa al-Rashidin, methadan, we could say that also. But whenever the term is used generally like this, what we're referring to is the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fahamti? Wa anti? Fahamti? Abdurrahman? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu fikum. Tayyib, also, the ulama of hadith, rahimahum Allahu jami'an, they have also used to refer to this word as seerah. Sometimes when we study seerah, they'll use other terms to refer likewise to it. Like they'll say, al-maghazi. Al-maghazi. Al-maghazi, it means battles. And sometimes they'll refer to al-maghazi wa siyar, the battles and the excursions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of this is included. And whenever we study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see that it has the most encompassing biography, from worship to battles and excursions, all aspects, government and legislation. And the likes like this is all included in the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But some of the scholars, they have referred to the biography as al-maghazi. Al-maghazi, the battles and the likes. And this is the case. And whenever they would mention these battles, they would mention the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those events that occurred. And from them, the battles. And from them, the excursions. And from them, the events that took place between him and his enemies, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who opposed him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also in learning this, we learn about his companions who aided him and who helped him. And we learn something about them, although our main goal is to learn about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first point. The second point we want to discuss, ahamiyatu sirati wal maghazi inda salaf as-salih, the importance of learning about these battles and the biography and the life and the events of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the pious predecessors and what they were upon. And what were the companions upon with regards to this? Radiallahu anhum, and the students of the companions, what are their names? What is their laqab, or what are they known by? The students of the companions. What are they known by? At-tabi'un. At-tabi'un. And the students of the tabi'in, what are they known by? Ahsanti. Barakallah fiq. Ahsanti. At-ba'u. At-tabi'in. So we have al-sahaba, wa-tabi'un, wa-tabi'u tabi'in. What were they upon? Did they used to study the seerah? Did they used to learn about the battles and the excursions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did they sit with their children and teach them about the life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What do you think? Yeah, okay, I would imagine the same thing, but a believer, he has proof and evidences, and he follows those who have preceded him in piety and righteousness. And from that, we benefit from the scholars of hadith, and they are the ones who have narrated to us authentically that which they were upon, radiallahu anhum jami'an. And we have a great, great, great man. His name is Ali ibn al-Husayn. Ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who is that? His name is Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Abi, Afwan. Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. طيب, who is Ali ibn Abi Talib?
The Prophet's companion.
The Prophet's companion, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and? And we're going to learn about who he is. The first boy to accept Islam. The first boy to accept Islam. Radiallahu anhu, he had a son. His name is?
Hussein.
Al-Hussein. And also he had Al-Hassan, but Al-Husayn here. And Al-Husayn, he had a son. What is his name? Ali. Ali. So Ali is related to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companion. And also Ali is married to the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam radiyallahu anha. So that means that Husayn is who? To the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His grandson. Al-Husayn is his grandson. So then Ali ibn Husayn is the great grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Husayn is a companion radiyallahu anhu. And Ali is a companion radiyallahu anhu. Naam, but Ali ibn Husayn, he's known as Zain al-Abidin. Zain al-Abidin. Naam, the adornment of the worshippers. And he was very righteous and pious. Rahimahullahu ta'ala, but he never met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But his father used to teach him about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did he say? He said, "Kunna nu'allamu maghaziya an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa sarayahu kama nu'allamu suratu min al-Qur'an, kama nu'allamu as-surata min al-Qur'an." Listen. Ali ibn al-Husayn rahimahullah, what did he say? He said that we used to learn the battles and the events in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his excursions the same way that we would learn a chapter from the Quran. How do you learn a chapter from the Quran? Always. You learn the Quran daily. And likewise, you learn the Quran and you memorize it precisely. You don't take from it, you don't add to it. In this manner, they used to learn and they were taught. Kunna nu'allamu. And in nu'allamu, not learn, brother. Brother, he's saying we were taught. We were taught like this. Naam, so this is how the companions, they taught their children. They taught their children like this. They sit in the gatherings with their children and they would teach them about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the events that occurred to him in his life. This is the at-tariqa as-salafiyya. Nahnu wa lillahi alhamd wa minna ala at-tariqa as-salafiyya. You understand that? You understand that? This is a favor from Allah. That must require thanks. And we thank Him and we praise Him. And we thank Him and we praise Him. Likewise, another companion. By the way, Ali, who is he? He's also from Al-Ashr Al-Mubashirin Bil-Jannah. He's from those Ashr Al-Mubashirin Bil-Jannah. Those 10 who have been given the glad tidings of Jannah. And what hadith? Another man likewise. Naam? There's another companion likewise. His name is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiyallahu anhu. He had a son, his name's Muhammad, who had a son, his name's Ismail. So again, this is down the line, generations. What did Ismail ibn Muhammad ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas say about them and their parents and their seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, Kana Abi Ismail ibn Muhammad ibn Sa'd. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he is from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from the first of those to enter Islam. From the Sabiqeen al-Awwalina ila al-Islam. Naam, radiallahu anhu. His grandson is saying, now, Kana Abi yu'allimuna maghaziya Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa ya'udduha alayna wa sarayahu wa yaqulu ya baniya. هذه مآثر آبائكم فلا تضيعوا ذكرها. He would say, My father used to teach us the life and the battles and the excursions and the events of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would count them for us, 1, 2, 3. He would count them for us, one like this, and in this number, he would enumerate them. This occurred, like this, and his excursions, and he would say to us, Oh my children, these are the great events and these are the great feats and achievements that your pious and righteous forefathers have obtained and were given the blessing to fulfill. So then do not neglect the mention of these affairs. And he would teach them like this, and he would tell them the importance of learning the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will find that not only is it the seerah of the Prophet, but it's the most beneficial seerah. It's the most pious and righteous and pure and clean. It's the greatest and the most virtuous seerah of the greatest and the most virtuous man, the best of the creation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see that As-Salaf As-Salih, from the pious generations, from the righteous Muslims, from the Tabi'een, or Atba' Tabi'een and the Tabi'een and the Sahaba, they used to sit with their children and teach them these affairs. They used to sit with their children and teach them these affairs, the affairs of their religion. If that's the case with the seerah of the Prophet, what do you think about Tawheed? What do you think about Aqeedah? What do you think about the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His names and His attributes? Allahu Akbar. They will never let that go away. And they will never be neglected. And because of their efforts, today we sit and we read. And today we sit and we learn. And they have a great virtue over this ummah and over us. And we love them for the sake of Allah, As-Salaf As-Salih. And we hope that Allah will bless us to be upon their way and to stay upon their way and to die upon their way and to be with them in paradise. And to be with them in paradise, in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We have another point. And the new point that we're discussing now, or the third issue we want to talk about today, is the sources and the places that the authentic sunnah can be derived from and found. If you want to read about the seerah, where should you look first? Where will we look if we want to learn about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Huh? This is a good question. And this is something that we must be able to answer and know, especially if we're going to embark upon this endeavor and we want to study together the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is this information going to come from? Because it's not permissible to speak about Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and His deen except with evidence and proof. نعم العلم قال الله قال رسوله قال صحابتهم أولو الإرفان. So therefore, أبنائي الكرام وفقكم الله جميعا, we should know that the مصادر, the sources and the references or the resources and the places where the prophetic biography can be found, there are two types. Masadir asliya wa masadir far'iya. Masadir asliya wa masadir far'iya. Ma ma'na masadir asliya? Ar-Rahman. مصادر الأصلية, المصادر الأصلية هي التي تكون أصلا في الباب. ما هو الأصل؟ The foundation, the bottom, the foundation. So there are sources, any references and books that are considered fundamentals, the foundation of where the Sunnah and the Seerah and the biography and the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is derived from. And these are the fundamental books, and the books that have been narrated to us with chains, and the books that have been collected, and the narrations and the information that is found therein is found in the chains of narrations to those who are narrating. And to whom the speech is being referred to. Chains. And likewise, after that, there are also masadir far'iyya, secondary resources that we have to study and to learn about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And something that we should not do is mix these up. We don't mix them up. One is the foundation and one is secondary. The secondary issue or the secondary sources, they have in reality benefited from the fundamental resources and taken from there and arranged them in an order that's beneficial. For example, mentioned that which is correct from there and that which is incorrect from there. Or they have explained and shed light on those issues that occurred. So the secondary issues, they rely upon the primary sources. The secondary sources, they rely on the primary sources, and they only arrange them, or they will grab from here and there. Because we will see that from the primary sources, it's not arranged. Sometimes one book will have the mention of some of the events, and another book will have the mention of other events, and another book will have the clarification of some of those events, and it's not all in one place and all in one time in these masadir المصادر الأصلية. We understand that it's not hard. صح? Requires for you to pay attention and to focus. From the ways that will help you do that is to sit up properly and to have an intention and to remember Allah, and that we came here to learn, and that we want to benefit, and that we want to be here for the pleasure of Allah and His reward, and we hope to learn to benefit, to draw near to Him. This beautiful intention will help us to bear the weight of the knowledge. Will help us to bear the weight of the knowledge. نعم. And العلم ثقيل. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ييسر لنا تلقيه. That Allah will make it easy for us to obtain it. So, what do you think the first مصدر, المصدر الأصلي is with regards to the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The very first place, if you want to read about the history and the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his biography and the events that occurred to him, where would you go first?
Al-Qur'an.
Allahu Akbar. You find the seerah of the Prophet in the Qur'an sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Huh? طيب, okay, you said yes. What dalil? هاتي دليلا على ما تقول. Give me a proof of what you say. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Whenever we study the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, normally where do we begin? Whenever we study his seerah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where do we begin normally? Huh? Where do we begin normally? Hello? Huh? Where do we begin? Surah Al-Fil. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. We begin with the events that were happened before his birth, just before his birth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then with his birth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah, he mentioned to us these events in his book. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashab al-fil. This event here. Naam, this is an event that occurred in the Quran that Allah is clarifying. This is from the seerah and the biography and the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب, also, how was he born? Was he born with his mom and his dad taking care of him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How was he born?
He was born without his dad.
He was born as an orphan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never met his father. We will learn these issues in detail. Inshallah, we're still in the introduction. But just so that we understand our sources, where do they come from? Where do we understand our deen? It's from the Quran. Allah, he says, Alam yajidika yateeman fa'awa. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Did he not find you an orphan and he gave you refuge? It's talking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was an orphan. This is mentioned in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب, what about whenever, this is all before he was a prophet, whenever he became a prophet, is that mentioned in the book of Allah? Huh? Where? Huh?
Surah
Al-Alaq. Surah Al-Alaq, aywa, biqawlihi. اقرا باسم ربك الذي خلق. نعم, نبئ بقرا. ها, نبئ بقرا. He became a prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with اقرا. So this is in the book of Allah. This is why it's so important for a believer and for a Muslim and for a child particularly, whenever his young and mind is bright and sharp, to memorize these words, the words of his Lord, to memorize the Quran, and to have great concern with the memorization of the Quran and the recitation of the Quran. Like, what happened after he started getting the revelation? It was heavy for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was afraid he would forget. What did he start doing? What did he start doing with his lips? Ibn Abbas, he said that whenever Jibreel had come to him, alayhi salatu wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was so eager to learn and afraid that he would forget the revelation, that he would move his lips very fast. And the narrators of hadith, they said that whenever Ibn Abbas, he told this narration, he would move his lips very fast. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he would say the Prophet used to move his lips very fast like this, and he would move his lips very fast. And then what happened? And then what happened? Allah, he revealed, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ. Do not hasten with your lips, with your tongue. The Quran, he recited like this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prohibited him from that. And he had assured him that Allah will be the one to gather that in his heart and make sure that he recites it properly and he remembers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comforted him and aided him. And this is all from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, found in the Quran. But at this time, he was not calling the people. When did he start calling the people? Telling everybody, I'm the messenger of Allah. Calling them all to at-tawheed and warning them from shirk. With what? Was that mentioned in the Quran? Where? Ya ahsanti. Allahumma barik. Ya ayyuhal mudathir, qum. Ha? Qum fa'anzir. Stand and warn. Warn the people from the punishment of Allah and His anger. Warn them from shirk and from disobedience, and warn them from evil. Naam? Allahu Akbar. Naam, this is in the Quran. Who was He supposed to warn first? Anybody and everybody. Huh? Brother, beginning with who? Huh? Naam? Wa'andir ashirataka al-aqrabin. And warn your most nearest relatives. And warn your most nearest relatives. All of this is found in the Quran. So the Quran is the source. Is a source for understanding the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will see in his life likewise in these issues, inshallah, in much more detail. Bi'inillahi ta'ala. But likewise, they said he was crazy. They said he was crazy. They used to go around and they would say, Muhammadun Majnun, Muhammadun Majnun, Muhammad is crazy, Muhammad is crazy. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they mentioned very bad things about him. Allah, He mentioned that in His book. Allah, He mentioned that in His book. All the way till even, what about whenever He left His home? He left His home. The kuffar tried to kill Him. And He left His home, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and He fleed and He ran. Who was with Him? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Is that in the Quran? Is that in the Quran? Ah, that's in the Quran. Allah, He says, إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah, He mentioned about this, and even He mentioned that Abu Bakr is His companion. This is the only companion, radiallahu anhu, that's mentioned in the Quran that he was a companion, but like this. And it's known that Abu Bakr, he's the one who made hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah, He says, and remember, whenever the disbelievers kicked him out of his home, and he is the second of two of them. And whenever, and they're in the cave, and he said to his companion, don't worry. Verily, Allah is with us. Who is the second of those two? The Prophet is one of them. And who? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the second one. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ مَنْ صَاحِبُهُ Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. This is all mentioned in the book of Allah, and the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is clarified in the light, in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then likewise, if we look into the sunnah, that's the next source as well. The sunnah of the Prophet in the books of hadith, particularly Bukhari and Muslim, and Abu Dawood, and At-Tirmidhi, wa Nasa'i, wa Ibn Majah, particularly Al-Kutub al-Sitta, we'll find the clarification of these verses, and we'll find the clarification and the details of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the Seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Seerah bimana? As-Sunnah bimana Seerah. Naam, at-Tariqah. Naam, also, so the first is the Quran. These are Masadir. Asliyah, huh? Fundamental sources that are relied upon. The first places, naam, that are relied upon. After that, the books of hadith. After that, likewise, there are other books that are known as Kutub al-Shama'il. Al-Shama'il, like for example, there's a book by Imam al-Tirmidhi called Al-Shama'il. Shama'il. Shama'il, it means about one's manners and his temperament, and also the way that he looks. His manners and his conduct, and the way that he acts and the way that he looks. There are books about this, all about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How he looks, how tall was he, what was his hair like sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how was his face, how did he walk, how did he dress, how was his manners. All of these are in these books like this. They're called books of Shama'il. Shama'il. And Tirmidhi, he has one of the most famous one, rahimahullah ta'ala. Likewise, there are other books as well called Kutub al-Dala'il. Whenever the scholars of hadith, they had gathered all of the evidences in the sunnah and in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are proofs that he's a messenger, that proofs that he's truthful. And they're called Kutub al-Dala'il, yani Dala'il al-Nubuwa, the books with regards to the proof of prophethood. And also from here, we find events that occurred in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his seerah. And then after that, likewise, Kutub al-Maghazi. Kutub al-Maghazi wa Sir, the book specifically with regards to the battles. With regards to the battles of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is one man who was an imam in this issue. And he was a narrator of hadith. And the scholars, they mention about him that he's weak in hadith, imamun. Da'ifun fil hadithi wa imamun fi al-Maghazi. Aw saduqun fil hadith, anybody has mistakes in his narrations and his mind and the likes is not strong at this issue or his memorization, but with regards to the biography of the Prophet, he's an imam. His name is Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Yasar. Muhammad ibn Ishaq. He died in the year 150. He's one of the first to collect books and write a book with regards to the Maghazi and the Sir and the events and the battles and the excursions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had a student. His name was Ibn Hisham. Ibn Hisham, he died in the year 218. And this is also from one of the most famous books that are collected. And from those fundamental books as well. Ibn Sirah, Sirah to Ibn Hisham. Sirah to Ibn Hisham. Naam, although there are some weak points in both of these, but alhamdulillah, these are some of the sources. After this, we have Al-Kutub. And there are many, many, many works. I just want to mention a few of them. Because as we study together, inshallah, we'll be referring to them. Sometimes we refer to this one and sometimes to that one. And the likes like this, in any case, it's good to have fundamentals and foundations to know the science that you're studying. May Allah give you success. Intabihu wafakakum Allah. Yassar Allahu lakum al-umur. Yassar Allahu lakum al-umur. Naam, nahnu fi khayrin azim, inshallah. Nahnu fi khayrin azim, inshallah. Baqiya daqiqa daqiqatan. طيب, after that, there are books that are considered secondary. Meaning that these are the books that the scholars later, in the later generations, they went to those fundamental books and derived from there. And explained them and mentioned the details of there or and the likes like this. And there are many of them, and I mentioned from the most famous of them and the ones that we will rely upon a lot in these classes, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. السيرة النبوية لابن كثير. السيرة النبوية لابن كثير دمشقي رحمه الله تعالى. And likewise, he has a smaller version or a summarized version of that called الفصول. الفصول في سيرة الرسول. Chapters in the biography of the Prophet. This work here by Ibn Kathir, a summarized version of his original biography of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called الفصول في سيرة الرسول. Sheikh Abdul Razak Ibn Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhahum Allah Ta'ala, both of them are from my mashaykh, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, who I benefited from. And I sat in front of their feet in the same manner like this. Walillah alhamd. He has an explanation of this book. And it's an audio. Alhamdulillah, and it's very beneficial. So many benefits that we will have will come from these sources particularly. And also after him, or rather before him, also another very beneficial work from the later generations, and a book that's considered from the Masadir al-Far'iyya, Zad al-Ma'ad, Fi Hadi Khayr al-Ibad, Ibn Qayyim. He died in the year 751. Ibn Kathir, 774. Also, al-Imam al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah ta'ala, whom we're reading from his book when? Which night do we read from his book? Al-Dhahabi. Naam. What is that book called? Siyar. Siyar Alama Nubala. In the beginning of that book, he has the Siyar of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it's very beneficial. And likewise, there is a summarized and abridged version from the Siyar of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he had summarized the Siyar of Ibn Hisham that has been mentioned previously. So these are some of the biographies that have, or the works that have been written with regards to the biography of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned one last source, and this is with regards to clarify that as well as these books and authored works like this, there's also poetry that's written about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about his biography. And from the most famous of them is the poetry called Al-Urjuza Al-Mi'iyya. Al-Urjuza Al-Mi'iyya fi dhikri hali ashraf al-bariyya. Al-Urjuza Al-Mi'iyya. 100 lines of poetry and the mention of the most noble of all of creation. Naam, by Ibn Abi al-Izz al-Hanafi. Rahimahullah ta'ala, and he's from the students of Ibn Kathir. And he died in 792, and Shaykh Abdul Razak, he mentioned that, Wallahu alam, he summarized the work of his Shaykh, Ibn Kathir, in Fusul, and put it in poetry form, because many of the chapters or the arrangements are exactly the same. In any case, these are some of the the issues with regards to our introduction to the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَبَقِي عَلَيْنَا مُقَدِّمَةٌ ثَانِيَةٌ. One introduction remains left in our next class next week, inshallah ta'ala, with regards to the benefits that we hope to obtain and the fruits that we hope to achieve from studying together the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we look for? Why will we study it? What are we hoping to get? What are the benefits from these gatherings that we hope to obtain, inshallah? This will be our next introduction. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.